NPR's Philip Reeves has seen his fair share of dangerous duty over the years in Iraq, Afghanistan, the Middle East. But it was on a recent spin through his own neighborhood in New Delhi that he ran into trouble.
Few people in the world use our language with more vitality and eloquence than the English speakers of South Asia. But they've got one word wrong. If a train tumbles down a mountainside, or an overcrowded ferry sinks to the ocean bed with all hands lost, this is generally known in the newspapers here as a mishap. You only have to be involved in a mishap yourself, even a very minor one, to understand the callous inadequacy of the word. A few days ago I had my first on the streets of India's capital. It was a cool, bright winter's afternoon. I was trundling along on my motorcycle, a shiny black Royal Enfield Bullet, amid the wide boulevards and grandiose buildings of New Delhi's government quarter. Like this part of the capital, the Bullet's design hasn't changed much since the dying days of the British Empire. It's no racing machine. But then, nor is the vehicle that swerved across the road and hit it, sending me flying and the Bullet crashing to the ground. 50 years have elapsed since the Ambassador car was first conceived in India as an adaptation of the Morris Oxford. Still the vehicle of choice for India's leaders, it's as burly as a buffalo. The one that hit me was white and adorned with a blue flashing light. Uh-oh, I thought as I picked myself up from the ground. The blue light means it's a government car. In the hierarchy of India's traffic, the Ambassador still ranks high, despite the arrival of big new four-wheel drive foreign imports. With their darkened windows and frilly curtains, government-owned ambassadors are considered especially aristocratic. That much was clear from the actions of the driver. He calmly went to the trunk of his car, took out a small cloth, and draped it over his own government number plate, apparently in the hope this would deter me from taking down the details. This, plus the general air of ennui emanating from a couple of nearby policemen, led me to conclude that getting any redress for my mishap would likely be a long and perhaps fruitless battle. The driver did have a rather more sympathetic passenger, an official from the neighbouring state of Uttar Pradesh. At least he was apologetic. I'm so sorry, he said before I limped away with my battered bike. You see, my driver's never driven through Delhi before. To be fair, driving in Delhi is not easy. Take, for example, the traffic circle. New Delhi has many, all of them the arena for a non-stop game of chicken. A Delhi driver will sail straight onto the circle and only then, eyeball to eyeball with his opponents, determine whether to give way. Buses hurtle through at terrifying velocity. Three-wheeled rickshaws, among the lowest in the pecking order, are more tentative. There are plenty of other hazards too, from elephants and wandering cows to motorbikes laden with entire families. It's hardly surprising Indian taxi drivers place icons of their favourite gods on their dashboards. So I guess, as I nurse a bruised ankle, I should spare a thought for the driver who hit me. And I should count myself lucky. After all, in India's capital, an average of 5 people are killed every day in road accidents. Or should I say, mishaps.
NPR's Philip Reeves is based in New Delhi.